Hey, welcome back to Live and Local. Aaron Keck here with you in the studio. Short version of Live and Local tonight because we've got Tar Heel basketball coming up. But we got a lot of excitement to get through before we even get to that because we've got a couple of special guests right here in the studio. Coming up on February 2nd, less than a month away, you can head up to Sunark Media just outside of Hillsboro and catch Jesse Fox live from the barn. You know Jesse Fox. He's been with Love and Valor for over a decade. His song Stop This Train topped our list at the top 97 songs of 2023. That countdown's going to re-air this Monday, by the way. And he's working on even more new music now with an album coming out later on this year. So you'll be able to hear new music too. The show is 8 p.m. on February 2nd. Doors open up at 6:30. It's all at Sunark Media, which is an amazing recording and performing space on 63 acres right here in Orange County. And right here in the studio are the aforementioned Jesse Fox as well as Stephen Raitt, who's the founder and CEO of Sunark. Jesse, Stephen, thank you both so much for being with us today.
Absolutely. Thank you. Yeah.
Thanks for having us.
Happy to be here.
And we'll play a song in just a second, a brand new one that'll make its debut on Live and Local tonight. But Jesse, first of all, tell us about the show. It's coming up quick.
Yeah, it's going to be, it's an incredible space. We're going to be playing all new songs and Stop This Train. But it's incredible. I mean, the space itself is so unique, and the energy when it's full of people and music is going on is next level. It's not like anywhere else I've ever played. We did a show there last year, or I'm sorry, in 2022. And
we were the first.
That still counts
show.
As we last year.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Okay.
You were the guinea pig.
Yeah, we were the first ones in the barn after they converted it, and it was like the best show of my life. It was incredible. It was so much fun.
Stephen, tell us about Sunark.
So yeah, at Sunark, we just try to think about what music and entertainment in general terms could look like in the future, and so we've built a. Like a play park for musicians or creators, mm-hmm. rather, where you can use some of the best equipment and where you can make visuals and audio recordings. But also, what we try to do is bring that even further, apart from just the production side of things, to think about how we can come up with a new financial model, perhaps for the music industry in general. And that's why we have this platform called Pi, P-I-E. That we're developing, and we're getting really close and launching our first prototype. We have Pi TV already up and running.
Nice.
Jesse's show will be episode 7 of Pi TV, season 1, that will air on PBS this year, PBSNC. Episode 7, we're thinking it might change. But So what's so cool about these shows is that even though it's a live performance and an experience, we also tape it for TV. Mm. And it gets broadcast live globally at very high quality, similar to a Netflix or a Hulu documentary.
I love it.
So it's kind of all these elements together and trying to, you know, lift the whole area up with showing what we got here with our talent and our artists.
And I had a chance to tour the space. This was now a couple of years ago, and we were talking before we started. Yeah. This was right when Sunark was just coming into being.
Yeah.
And I was super impressed then, walking through the space and seeing all the equipment and then going outside and seeing a show on the stage and just kind of walking around the area. It was super cool then, and that was when you were just getting off the ground.
Yes, yeah. I think if I remember, you were there when we had our launch party.
Yeah.
We only had one of the two studios up and running back then. Mm-hmm. Studio A was not operational yet. And also, we didn't have our performance space back then.
Yeah, it was still just a barn.
Yeah, it was just a tractor.
There was tractors in it.
Everything's got to get started somewhere. I love the platform, Pi, because like, now we're in this kind of streaming world with like Spotify is kind of the dominant thing. And it's really difficult for musicians, like there's that space between if you're not a 50 millionaire, it's hard to get anything at all. So this is huge for artists.
Yeah, and there's a lot of research about that. And I'm a numbers guy, so I really studied this hard and deep. And there is like we have fundamental issues in the music industry that's not easy to break. And so what we want to do is come up with a new proposal and try to grow it organically. just by because it's better. It's just superior to what exists. And mm-hmm. and then young artists like, you know, Jesse can build their own community and can actually focus on that community, reach out directly, and then actually, you know, mm-hmm. make a yeah. living doing that and be a performing professional artist.
Which would be so cool. Speaking with Jesse Fox and Stephen Raitz again, Jesse's show is coming up on February 2nd, 8 p.m., live from the barn at Sonark Media, which is just, I'd say, just outside of Hillsboro. What do you, how do you tell people how to get there? Like, what's the best way?
I would say...
you can go to the website, which is sonarkmedia.com, S-O-N-A-R-K. Everything's there. But
yeah, like, you're right. It's actually right bang between Hillsboro and Chapel
it's
Hill.
Halfway.
Yeah, it's really halfway. Yep. I used to live in Chapel Hill, and we moved now to Hillsboro. We're literally just over the border between the two cities. So mm-hmm. I would say take Old 86 to the stop sign, take a left, depending on where you come
you go.
From. Go, you know, and then go to the countryside, take a left and a right, and you're there.
Yep. Pass the guy on the rocking chair.
Exactly.
You know you're going to be in a good place when you get those instructions. Okay, so I want to get back to Jesse in a second, but one real more quick question for you, Stephen. Tell us your story. Like, what is your background that got you to this point?
Well, that, you know, that's not easy to do in a very short period of time because a lot has happened. And, you know, I've always been a musician. Music is a passion of me, a deep passion. And I really do care a lot about that industry. And my background, I've been working in the finance industry until I was 42. I did quite well. I'm a numbers guy. I was a trader, and I was and then I went into advisory. So I worked for the three biggest investment banks. Then I started second part of my life is focusing on music.
Awesome.
And building first a smaller studio, and get into that, and that grew. And as I got more an understanding of what's going on, I started expanding, and now it turned into the startup, where we're really focusing on delivering a new financial model for the music industry as a whole. And I've worked harder than I work 60, 80 hours a week now. It's crazy. I thought I was going to have a peaceful, quiet life, and it's exactly just the opposite.
Again, sonarkmedia.com is the website. Great space, great idea, great shows happening up there now, and one of them is going to be February 2nd, Jesse Fox Live from the Barn. You can head up there and check it out. Jesse, tell us about the album. What's it going to be called? When's it coming out? How excited are you about it?
So, yeah, we're super excited.
What's it gonna be called?
Do we have it? That was a leading question. I don't actually know if you have a working title.
We're in like a heated debate about
okay,
the title.
Okay, gotcha,
so
gotcha.
We'll let you know when we find out.
If you say it into a live microphone that then goes out on the air, it's
done. Yeah. Okay. So our first single comes out on February 23rd, mm-hmm. and then there will be another one in March, another one in April, and then in May, along with the rest of the album.
Love it.
Or that's the plan as of right now. There'll also be like videos and all that good stuff that comes along with it.
You're shooting that this week, right?
Tomorrow. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What does shooting a video entail? Like,
I don't know. No, but like for real, this is the first time that I've done something like this, and so it's kind of fun. But
nice.
we're having like all of our pre-production meetings and everything, and then tomorrow we'll basically go from like 5 a.m. to late at night and just shoot enough. For four videos and like a little mini doc along the way,
all in one day.
Cut it all up, yeah. And
oh my God.
And album artwork and all that kind of stuff will come tomorrow, hopefully. But I don't really know what's going on. I don't really know what to expect because in the past it's always been just with an iPhone, like
maybe me just
sitting somewhere playing. So it's definitely been incredible working with Sonark and Digital Butler and like the people that they have there and getting to like feel like I'm in the big leagues for a minute. It's pretty fun.
You're gonna be in the big leagues for a while, I think. Go to sonarkmedia.com and find out more, S-O-N-A-R-K. Going to be hearing a lot more from Sonark in the months and years to come, because that's a fantastic space right here in Orange County. Jesse Fox, Stephen Rates from Sonark, thank you both so much for being with us today.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.